This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And we call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk live about, well, whatever's on your mind this Sunday evening. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, any day of the year, you can call Free Talk Live and, well, get whatever it is out to our 100-plus radio stations that are on any given night. So, you know, when you're out there posting on Facebook and you've got these big important things to say and you want to make sure that the dozens of people that are going to read your posts see it, just think, there are hundreds of thousands that could be listening to you give your point here on the radio. But you'd have to have, you're going to have questions, and that's always kind of the hard part. You don't just get the grandstand. So, there you go. Free Talk Live. I'll give you the number here shortly. This Brett Kavanaugh thing has been certainly something that's been talked on Free Talk Live and a lot of talk shows right now.
It seems to me that it is definitely a dead horse, and there are some people that, you know, they like beating those dead horses.
I believe there's a little life left in at least one of the hind quarters of this horse, and I'd like to beat that.
Oh, generally the people that are beating the dead horse do. See, it's twitching.
Yeah, that's right.
No, you're just hitting the leg in such a way as to where it's moving.
Well, I'll have some questions for you that you can answer for me and anybody else who'd like to answer them. So there's a poll out from Newsweek.com, or at least being reported on Newsweek.com. I found like the first couple of lines of this to be so interesting. I didn't even get all the way through it. It says the Economist surveyed 1,500 U.S. adults, and the margin of error was 2.9 percentage points. So here we go. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has been accused of sexual misconduct by multiple women, including allegations of sexual assault dating back a few decades. Even if these allegations are proven true, and I don't see how they could be proven true, but anyway, a new poll released this week showed a majority of...
And it was 1,500 adults, not 150.
I'm sorry, did I say 150? Sorry.
You said 150, which caused me to immediately question the validity of any national poll
with 150
that's only
people. Yeah.
Asking 150 people a question.
Pardon me. So even these allegations are proven true, a new poll released this week showed a majority of Republicans don't think that this is disqualifying for one of the most important jobs in the world. A poll from The Economist / YouGov asked about allegations of sexual assault made by Christine Blasey Ford against Kavanaugh, both of whom are scheduled to testify, well, they already have, before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. She did, and I watched it ad infinitum. The survey asked if it were proven that Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted a woman when they were both in high school, their students, 36 years ago. Do you think that does or does not disqualify Kavanaugh for being a Supreme Court justice? And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to ask that of yourself right now. Not whatever reason that you might have that you think qualifies him or disqualifies him, but simply something that happened when he was in high school. Does that disqualify him? If he was found guilty, this is an if. This is not a situation of, well, I don't think he did it. You don't know whether he did it, and right. No one will ever really know whether he did it. This is an if question. 48% of respondents overall thought it should disqualify him. So that means 28% said it should not, and 24% said, oh, I don't know. According to the results from The Economist, YouGov, but among Republicans, the majority, 55%, thought it a proven allegation of sexual assault does not disqualify Kavanaugh from serving on the Supreme Court. About one quarter said that they thought it does disqualify him, while 18% weren't sure. So, and Democrats, 71% thought a proven allegation of sexual assault should disqualify Kavanaugh. Honestly, the numbers aren't quite as partisan as I thought they would be, but You know, we had somebody call in last night who was talking about Kavanaugh and how he wouldn't answer the female senator's questions. He just kept firing questions back at her. And to me, what it showed was this is just a partisan fight. And mostly I don't care. I would never have picked Brett Kavanaugh to be the Supreme Court nominee. Daryl, I suspect you wouldn't have either.
Right. Why should I want somebody that helped write the Patriot Act on the Supreme Court? Why would I want somebody who, in, slightly more words, said the Fourth Amendment gets in the way of us spying on people? Why would I want that jackhole on the Supreme Court?
Well, I think that the Fourth Amendment does get in the way of the United States government spying on people. I mean, that's
good.
A good statement.
Good.
Agreed. Now, that would be the reason. Yeah, you and I mirror opinions on this. I wouldn't have nominated this guy in the first place. But
I wouldn't nominate any of them that are currently on the court to be on the court.
Being a guy who went to prison in my teen years, I kind of have to. I can tell you I'm very interested in forgiveness and things like that. Like, what's it mean? How does one go about asking for forgiveness? Things like that. To me, I really wonder. First off, I think that this happened 36 years ago. If this is an isolated incident, and at this point, the Senate Judiciary Committee has spent no time going listening to any of the other people's claims, and some of those claims sound spurious. Certainly, Kavanaugh dismisses them with a chuckle.
While also talking about how much he likes beer.
He does. He mentioned beer.
I drink a lot of beer, but I don't think I ever passed out from having drank beer.
I tend to think that a person who was in their teens, drinking beer, I passed out from drinking alcohol as a teenager, or blacked out, I think is the term. I mean, certainly
right.
I'd had enough alcohol that, my body couldn't handle it and I fell over kind of thing.
Right.
So it wouldn't surprise me if this happened, but he kind of is in a situation where he has to deny everything. Do you understand? Like, if he didn't say, A, I didn't do this, and B, I have never been drunk out of my mind, so therefore I couldn't have done this. If he didn't say those two things, then essentially he would probably not get
admit
the nomination.
Admit to be a fallible human.
Agreed. But that's not what's on the table here right now. On the table is this sort of whether he's going to be the Supreme Court nominee or not, and he has to design his answers for that.
None of these hearings have had anything to do with what his actual political positions are and how much he would shred the Constitution
sure.
to pieces.
Yeah, and no doubt. Now, I understand, and I agree with you, but that's not really what the question is on the table today for
but
us.
But it should be.
I agree.
And this is why I'm tired of this discussion about this jackass, because nobody actually wants to talk about what his positions are on issues. They want to talk about whether or not he did a horrible thing.
The Democrats would not disqualify this guy over his positions on the Patriot Act. That would not keep a Democratic senator from voting for this guy, because those two parties feel generally the same about your rights. Which
yes,
is to say they don't
I'm
like
aware.
Them. And the Libertarians have not gotten elected, sadly. And I sincerely hope they do. I continue to vote for them. I really wish they'd get their S together and put together, a real freedom-oriented platform the platform's really good.
Right, I was about to say, have you read the platform lately?
I meant to say whatever their cast of candidates are. Their platform's usually quite good. But the candidates, on the other hand, tend not to mirror the platform from what I've seen. So I wish they would. I wish it was Libertarian senators up there asking a Libertarian nominee about his status positions on this, that, or the other. But it's not. It's us dithering on whether or not this kid in his teens did some involuntary wrestling with this woman, and then everybody wants to besmirch her and all that other stuff. For me, I kind of wonder if he did it. If he did it. Would that disqualify him, and why or why not? That's what I want to know from everybody. Because for me, I got to say, if that's the only question you're asking me, I'd say no. Not for me. And I'm being honest. I know people are going to like it. But For me, that in and of itself would not disqualify.
I'm curious to hear why.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450. Free as in freedom here on Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
It's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Just said before we, took a little break there, that In fact, it seems like most Republicans, according to this poll here from The Economist, most Republicans don't think if Kavanaugh was guilty of the youthful sexual assault that he is accused of. And we're not accusing him. We're not accusing him. We're not saying he's guilty. But we're saying if he was, that that they didn't find it a problem. Now, I find it disturbing in myself how often I'm matching up with the Republicans on this particular issue. But I, too, don't believe that if he's guilty, that that should disqualify him for the seat. I want to talk about why. But I will be taking calls. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveAtPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin. And now you can use Bitcoin Cash to fund your account. You can save between 5 and 33% on things you're going to buy anyway at Amazon when you shop using SaveAtPurse.com. It's sort of an overlay. It allows you to work with other people to use cryptocurrency to buy things on Amazon and save. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveAtPurse.com. That's SaveAtPurse.com. Let's go to the Christian Anarchist calling in on the Discord. Gene, what's on your mind?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I wanted to, first of all, do you know the hotel they're going to have that Anarchapulco in?
If you go to anarchapulco.com, that's anarchapulco.com, you can find the hotel there. I don't have it sitting in front of me, and I don't know off the top of my head.
I did go there. I couldn't. Maybe I just didn't look in the right spot. Anyway, that's not what I called about. Guess what? I called about something that you're not talking about, and that is you know what? Maybe.
Draw a blank?
Kavanaugh. Yeah, but Kavanaugh, you know, as far as Kavanaugh is concerned, I personally don't think that it would matter either if he did what he was accused of doing, because youngsters do things that they don't necessarily.
Are you saying the boys will be boys?
Yeah, and girls will be girls, too. You know, I had a few instances where I was on the receiving end of some advances that I didn't like when I was young. It doesn't happen anymore now that I'm old, surprisingly enough.
No, but, doesn't happen now.
Yeah. Same. So these things, you know, the indiscretion of youth shouldn't be a real problem. I don't think that this girl's making a bigger deal of it than it was. And I don't even think that she's 100% sure who did it.
She says she is.
Well, I know she says she is, but I wonder if really deep down inside she just convinced herself that it was this guy, because it doesn't sound like he was even there from what we can learn.
He's got an entry on his journal from July the 1st that said that it doesn't mention her, but it does mention some of the people she mentioned being at a party together on that evening. Now, the evening was like a Thursday, so one would wonder how late a high schooler was out at that time. But, you know, things like this could happen before it being too
late. Well, it was in July, so they wouldn't have had school the next day.
It's true. Yeah.
And I did want to confess tonight that I am a felon. I did something really bad yesterday that I probably am going to regret when the feds start knocking on my door.
Well, what is it?
But, you know, when you go to the into the shower and you turn that shower head on and the water just won't come out because they got that stupid restrictor in there.
Ah.
Well, I took the shower head all apart, and in a moment of craziness, I drilled that hole out to a larger size, so now I actually get real pressure out of my shower head. And I know that I shouldn't have done it, and I know that, you know, they may be knocking on my door at 5 a.m. with a search warrant, but I just couldn't help myself. I wanted a decent shower.
I hope they come over.
Technically, you're not a felon until you're convicted.
Oh, okay.
I hope they come over there to your house, and I hope they get you, and I hope they bring you over to my house so that you can drill them out at my house too. Thanks for the call.
Because you don't know how to work power tools,
no,
or you're not allowed because you're an actual felon.
I keep thinking about doing it, but I have not yet done what he says. Let's go to Daniel calling in from Missouri. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you for letting me on. I was just listening to you guys talking about Kavanaugh, and my thought was, is you seem like you're being pretty harsh on a man who, by pretty much every measure all of his life, has been a pretty good dude. There's really nothing that this woman has said that's going to be proven or disproven by an investigation. It's a he said, she said, and if you measure it as he actually did it, it's really just kind of a silly thing. A woman in the might describe that.
So you think asking the question is being hard on him?
What's that?
You think asking the question if he did it?
Your commentary earlier was being fairly hard on him.
Oh, about the Patriot Act and stuff.
Okay, so let's take that measure. Virtually everyone in politics at the time, and unfortunately, elections have consequences. But virtually everyone in politics at the time rushed to vote yes for the Patriot Act.
Unfortunately,
right. But not everybody helped write the thing.
What's that?
I said not everybody helped write the damn thing. Kavanaugh helped write. Right. Brett Kavanaugh helped write the Patriot Act.
But that has to fall upon the people that are there at the time.
Wasn't the Patriot Act written well before?
That you didn't think that anybody that was currently a Supreme Court justice would even belong on there if you had your way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd clear the bench if I could.
Would I nominate Brett Kavanaugh? And I said I would not personally nominate anybody that's on the Supreme Court.
Right. If I could clear the bench and reset it, I certainly would, but no one's ever going to give me that kind of power. You know, I'm going to start with libertarian minds and people who understand what the Constitution says. The Constitution's very clear that the federal government has way outstepped its bounds, and conservatives aren't conservative enough on that.
What I would tell you to do, if you could come up with 9 judges that would meet that standard, I would be totally friggin' amazed, because how many actual judges that have that mindset that you're talking about have the kind of judicial experience that it requires to sit on that bench?
I don't know the answer to that. So I know that one of the recent vice presidents for the Libertarian nomination, his name was Judge Gray. I can't remember his first name off the top of my head. Jim Gray. And Napolitano, I think, would qualify. So that's 2, but, you know, just off the top of my head that I would throw in there if there weren't better ones. But, I mean, the fact that people who understand what the Constitution says can't make it in a statist hierarchy, an anti-statist document like the Constitution, at least largely, sets up a paradigm of the sort of statist hierarchy, and people, anti-statist people, can't make it through that hierarchy. I mean, that's not really, it doesn't really mean anything, I guess. Did you have more to say, Daniel?
I understand exactly what you're saying. So in the meantime, you got to do...
Hold the line.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. There are some in Congress who say Brett Kavanaugh's testimony this past week proves he doesn't have the temperament for the Supreme Court. Senator Lindsey Graham tells ABC's This Week those comments are nonsense.
I'm offended by the fact that anybody would hold it against Brett Kavanaugh to be upset by the way he was treated. Words were put in his mouth that he didn't say. He's accused of being a gang rapist, a bumbling, stumbling drunk, a degenerate person.
And White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tells Fox News Sunday the White House is not going to micromanage the FBI's investigation, but it will have limits.
They're going to go and they're going to provide information, and the Senate's going to have to make a determination to either vote for Brett Kavanaugh or not. This can't become a fishing expedition like the Democrats would like to see it.
And President Trump told a rally in West Virginia the FBI can interview anyone they want. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're talking about this Brett Kavanaugh stuff, and, well, to me, I just find it interesting that there's just so many facets to this story that that you can kind of dig into. And I'd like to go into a little bit. We've got the calls on the line. We'll certainly get to those. I want to tell you about Liberty.menu. So Liberty.menu is a website where you can go and find businesses and events and organizations that are liberty-oriented. People who have said that they'll abide by the non-aggression principle in their lives. And if you, wish to abide by the non-aggression principle too, you go there and list your business. This is a free Rello Pages for libertarians. People have been asking us for this for many years here on Free Talk Live, so we hooked up with Liberty.menu.
I can think of at least a decade that people have wanted this.
Oh, yeah, easily. Liberty.menu, please go check it out. If you go there and use code FTL, you get a special badge. So Liberty.menu, there's a kind of a social networking aspect to it, too. I think it's kind of cool. Liberty.menu. Let's go to Jim calling in from Missouri. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. They had that last caller on. He dropped off during the break. Sorry about that. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
No problem. Hey, this is Kavanaugh. I'm going to tell you, the fact that you got a small group of teenage kids in high school in a house with no adult supervision, drinking beer and having fun with each other, it wouldn't surprise me that something did happen, and it wouldn't bother me that if it would have been handled, whoever did this to her there wasn't trying to rape her. If there are two guys are jumping on and off the bed and they're laughing, rushing around, it was a bunch of kids drinking and having fun.
Yeah.
And if it would have been handled,
didn't sound like
then,
she had fun.
Well, we don't know. This is the one thing. We don't know whether she did or not. Nobody knows. But I'm saying if he had attempted to rape her, and that's who he was, it would have happened again. But even then, I don't think that should stop him. What should stop him is if he did do it, he lied. And I don't mind these politicians or judges deflecting questions, not answering the question, but you can't lie.
So if he, to me, I feel like his only option is to lie, right? So when
I understand because we are all felons. Just some of us have been tagged. Some of us have been, you know, okay, we got you. But everybody in this country has done something wrong, something illegal, something somewhere.
He's lived his whole life in the judicial system, too. And the judicial system says the way to deal with a problem is to deny, 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 are the first three rules of criminal defense.
Yep.
And
I agree with you. That's been my story for anything I've ever done. Everything the officer said happened is exactly right, except it wasn't me. I'm not arguing about what happened.
I just want to hear tell me the evidence. That's what I want to know. Jeff, I appreciate the call.
All right.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. I feel like if, first off, in a perfect world, what this guy should do, if he did this, is he should apologize. I think that he should he should understand what he did and how it hurt Ms. Blasey Ford, and he should apologize for it. I don't think he can under the circumstances. Even if he did, I think he has to double down and deny because
I don't think he is physically capable of apologizing because, as you said, he's a lawyer. Lawyers are taught to deny, 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 and they've convinced themselves that fiction is truth to the point to where I think he honestly believes that he did not do whatever, and I don't know if he did. Something happened. I am convinced 100% that somebody molested Miss Ford.
What makes you so convinced? I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard yet anything. Here's the one thing I would say on this is the people that say that a woman would never come forward with a false sexual allegation, especially take it this far and those kinds of things. I will say that, that she didn't seem to take it that far, sort of Feinstein, sort of foisted her out in the middle of it. But to say that a woman wouldn't make a false sexual allegation...
That is not what I said.
No, I didn't say you did, but lots of people have. And I just want to address that.
I just
want
to make sure that
clear. You
are not saying that I'm saying that this is a false allegation or that no woman has ever made a false allegation.
I just want to be clear that that if we expect a young man and young people in the military to take some hill that has no name, to fight and die, and they will... die by the bucketfuls of them, just their blood spilled everywhere for some nameless hill, and then some politicians so that they know that will be given away by some politician in the future, that their deaths and their struggles will be for nothing. If somebody will fight and die like that, sure, some woman absolutely would make some false accusation in order to advance the Democratic line, whatever that might be. Sure, I mean, that's just bravery is all that is. It's misplaced bravery, but in many cases, the young people that fight and die for nameless hills, I guess their bravery was misplaced too, because they gave it to politicians who would give the hill away. So that's my thought, and I've heard that a lot, Daryl, so please.
Statistically speaking, out of, and I think it's the statistics that I've been seeing recently are out of 1,000 rapes.
Yep.
Or 1,000 reports of rapes.
1,000, yeah.
Only 2 wind up being completely fabricated.
So
there's a much smaller percentage where cops even investigate. And of that, there's an even smaller percentage that even go to trial.
Right. So if the cops don't investigate, then how do we know that it was made up out of whole cloth? And that's one of the things about these statistics is that we just don't know. I mean, so you have these reports. 2 of them are proven to be false, but a lot of them just never go any farther. A he said, she said situation, like Ford and Kavanaugh situation, as we can see it, isn't going to go anywhere because there's really no evidence. She hasn't got a place. She hasn't got a time. She hasn't got a date. And according to Kavanaugh, she hasn't got a person. She hasn't got a who, a where, or a when. And that's pretty tough. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying that as a charge, it's meaningless. It has no value. Because who would investigate it? So the FBI is going to wander around trying to find out what house this happened in?
Try to find witnesses.
Trying to find a date.
Generally,
they have witnesses, and witnesses have said they don't have any recollection of this occurring. Now, one of them says that she believes Ms. Ford, but she doesn't have any recollection of it happening. How can you believe somebody when you don't have any idea what happened? And it seems like in many cases the lines have been drawn based on gender, party line, a whole bunch of things.
Yep, and going back to that survey that you mentioned earlier, favorability rating. 67% of Republicans have a somewhat or very favorable opinion of Brett Kavanaugh. And that lines up with the other ones of, do you think he's qualified? 75% say he's qualified. So more people think he's qualified than have a favorable opinion of the guy. Next question is, do you think Brett Kavanaugh is honest and trustworthy? 67% think he is honest and trustworthy. 74% think that the Senate should confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. And again, I'm just reading the Republican numbers here. 61% have said that they've heard a lot about the allegations here.
I've watched the hearings.
And, you know, this is all subjective of what does it mean to hear a lot. Well, I listened to this blowhard on the radio talk about how it's fake for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Well, somebody could say, I heard a lot about it. And somebody else, well, I heard a little.
If you listen to I've looked at both media on this, and if you listen to the Democrats, Kavanaugh is obviously lying. If you listen to the Republicans, Ford is, confused and whatever. If you listen to the crazies out there, she's a CIA plant.
The most interesting question here is, do you think it's appropriate or inappropriate for a woman to come forward with an allegation of sexual assault after 36 years? 66% of Republicans say not appropriate at all. If you didn't say something 5 minutes before it happened, then you're making it up.
Interesting. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at Horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon. Global.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about a poll that came out regarding Kavanaugh that said that a majority of Republicans don't feel like a youthful sexual assault would disqualify him for a position on the Supreme Court. And
a vast majority of Republicans also said that they think it's inappropriate for a woman to talk about sexual assault 36 years after it happened.
Do you mean come forward or to just talk about a period?
The question specifically is to come forward.
Okay.
But that would also mean don't talk about it. It happened a long time ago. Don't talk about it.
Yeah,
it's water under the bridge.
It's pretty harsh, I gotta say. But I guess it's a political football, is what it all seems like. I doubt very seriously the FBI is going to come up with anything that looks like evidence surrounding this. I'm curious. Believe me, I'm curious. I watched all of the confirmation hearing. I watched the vote on Friday. I'm going to keep an eye on this because, for whatever reason, it's got my attention.
What was the vote on Friday? I thought they delayed voting.
They voted. The committee voted. So basically, you had 10 Republicans, 10 Democrats, and then Jeff Flake, the kind of sort of libertarian-ish Republican guy, right?
Who the hell calls Jeff Flake a libertarian?
The Republican Liberty Caucus gave him, I believe, the highest rating for a senator some years ago.
They're out of their minds.
Okay.
He is, by no stretch of any definition of the word libertarian, a libertarian anything.
He certainly disagrees with Trump on some issues, and he's leaving office, so it gave him a sort of middle-of-the-road feel for this particular one. More or less, this whole hearing was essentially for Flake. We knew which direction 10 people on each side were going to go, and then there's this one guy in the middle. Flake voted to confirm, but only through the committee, and if his recommendation was there was going to be an FBI investigation, but a fast one. A zippy investigation.
Right. Investigate this before supper.
Right, right, that kind of thing.
I think was actually the headline put out by The Onion.
Yeah. That's probably a good place to
investigate it before supper because Matlock's coming on.
So, yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I kind of get where the Republicans are. The Democrats just brought this out for a delay, and it really looks like the Democrats themselves, I'm not talking about Blasey Ford, the Democrats themselves brought this out for a delay, that they, you know, trotted this out in the 11th hour and all that stuff, and that's the political shenanigans.
Well, remember,
with people's
2 years ago, the Republicans were convinced that you can't vote on a Supreme Court justice during an election year.
They sure are. They sure were. And
now it's an election year, and they're just going to go ahead.
But now the Democrats are mad because of that, and they're trying to do whatever they can to this particular nominee because of that. And for me, what's interesting is Blasey Ford is a real person, I believe, with a real problem, and has a real family. Kavanaugh is a real person with a real family who really coaches girls basketball. His wife was really sitting beside him. And I could dismiss him as, you know, this ogre of the Republican side if I felt like it. I can dismiss Blasey Ford as a tool of the Democratic side. But to me,
it sounds like you have.
I don't think I have. I believe in forgiveness. I believe that there's very little evidence besides testimony in this, and testimony on both sides. It's really pointless, the arrangement, the whole situation. But I think that I'm taking a middle of the road tack because I'm just interested. I want to know this is a passion play. I'm very interested in what's going on. So, anyway, I'm not going to... Daryl, I know this upsets the heck out of you. You hate this Kavanaugh thing, so...
Because it's been a dead horse that people have been beating for 2.5 weeks.
I don't think it's been going on 2.5 weeks. I mean, the committee's really just... Kavanaugh just had his chance to talk on Thursday. We got to hear from Blasey Ford on Thursday. And then, you know, Flake...
Right, and it was like a week and a half before either of them testified to the committee.
I know.
That people have been talking about.
But it wasn't over. Just because there was a whole long prelude doesn't mean that the first chapter didn't happen.
Right, and everything that's been talked about leading up to them talking and after them talking is the same damn talking.
I know, Daryl, but do you, like, consider this for a second. There's a certain level of bitterness that you have that the Republicans and the Democrats won't let libertarians into debate so that there's a fair opportunity for libertarians to get a seat at the table so that they can then have opportunities to grill the Supreme Court
justices. I'm upset that we have a rigged election system that your party helped create.
Well, it's not my party because all they do is ask me for money. I mean, yes, I have served as a Republican delegate to the state convention for the state of New Hampshire, but that just means that people who took a Republican ballot in my town, is it my town or was it my district? Anyway, in there, voted to send me as the delegate. Not that...
You also asked to have your name on the ballot. It's not like somebody dragged you kicking and screaming.
No, well, it was either me or there's nobody on the ballot, and then they wouldn't have... Then they'd have just appointed somebody. Why in the world wouldn't I want, the opportunity for my friends and neighbors to be able to vote for me, who I consider to be better than every other Republican out there?
So you're admitting you're a Republican. Thank you.
I am a member of the Republican Party. But yes. I didn't vote in the last primary.
I'm just pointing out that you are a Republican.
Did you vote?
I voted in the Libertarian primary.
So your opinion is meaningful. Mine apparently is not. Because I didn't even vote.
I said your party has helped rig the system, and you were denying that it's your party.
It's hardly my party.
Then you wound up admitting that you're a Republican.
If it was my car, I'd drive it. In my party, I got no control over it at all. There are basically two functional parties in the United States, and a couple
if
of...
If by functional you mean have control over setting the rules for who winds up getting to participate in a high level in government, then yes.
Yeah, and it's not that I don't appreciate the libertarians for giving me somebody to vote for in a national election. I really do, because I generally think the candidates the libertarians put up are head and shoulders above the other candidates that are offered, and I'm usually going to default to a libertarian candidate, even as a delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party. However, as a pragmatist, and I am at my core a pragmatist, I'm going to participate in a party that has a chance. Now, in my particular district...
It has a chance to rig the elections.
Right. In my particular district, I have never participated in election rigging. You cannot put that upon me.
Didn't say you did, you personally, but the party that you align yourself with.
If I was
does.
Elected as a representative to New Hampshire, to the State House of New Hampshire, I would vote for fairness because I think that competition breeds better parties generally.
One Republican that did.
That's fine. And they can come after me with slings and arrows. I don't care because I don't care. And there are a few Republicans that would do it. I mean, I've seen a few of them. There'd be a handful of Republicans that would vote against the majority there, the vast majority.
Oh, I can show you the roll calls from earlier this year where they didn't.
I understand, but I'm talking about over the last decade, Republicans that I've seen in there. I know that there are some. But anyway, Mike Sylvia, we talked about on the air last night. And I suspect he wouldn't vote for to exclude a third party. Just a guess. And by the way, we talked about him, and he's got a... I don't know if you heard the story, Daryl.
I read a couple of articles about what he's facing, where he's up against the select board of his town because the select board told the...
Select
board
is what we call them here in New Hampshire, even if they're women.
All right. Whatever, the select board men, whatever, they asked the zoning guy to go cite Mike Sylvia because he's not following our rules.
Yeah, the rules are that you have to have an occupancy permit, and apparently, the claim is, I don't know what's happening, but the claim is that he's living in a garage, maybe, and...
For part of the year.
But we don't know whether the garage has been...
The other part of the year.
We don't know whether the garage has been turned into some, you know, palatial on the inside because he doesn't let anybody inspect it, and an RV's out parked out front.
The town's attorney tried to compel Mike Sylvia to testify under oath to say that he did not live in an RV for part of the year and in a garage for part of the year, and he invoked his rights against self-incrimination, citing the New Hampshire Constitution, not the federal.
Well, that's interesting. Is it New Hampshire better on self-incrimination?
I don't know if it is or not, but still, technically, from the originalist standpoint, the federal Constitution doesn't apply to state offenses.
I get where people are coming from on that because certainly there were state religions at the time. However, the right in the Fifth Amendment not to incriminate yourself clearly speaks to a national right of people, in the incipient United States. To me, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts? 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, as in free as in freedom. 855-450-FREE.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.